Electric Avenue. Then we take it higher.
BMW, the ultimate electric driving machine.
We'll reduce our carbon footprint.
Whatever.
Okay, let's go. We're going all electric.
The first ever all-electric Chevy Silverado. A whole new truck for a whole new generation.
Hi, it's Dave. So I wanted to share some observations from watching all the Super Bowl commercials for electric vehicles. Obviously, Tesla didn't advertise at the Super Bowl, but a lot of other automakers did. And most of them promoted their electric vehicles. But this poses a bunch of problems. First, this puts all the ICE automakers in a tough place. Almost their entire profit comes from their ICE cars and trucks, yet they find themselves in a place where they're starting to realize that ICE vehicles have no future. Not only has Tesla proved demand for electric vehicles, but the S-curve of technology adoption has entered the steep part of the slope for EVs. This is largely because the cost of an EV powertrain is approaching, and in some cases getting cheaper than a comparable ICE powertrain. And this completely changes the game. Once EVs win on price, then practically the only downside is long distance charging, which can be mitigated with superchargers. But the transition to EVs isn't going to be easy for automakers, because the more they push their EVs, the more they're admitting their ICE business is toast and is yesterday's technology. In other words, every time they promote their EVs might take a step forward, but they're pushing their ICE cars back two steps. So in reality, it's going to hurt their bottom line for many years to come. Second reason why automakers are in a tough place promoting EVs is because every time they advertise and push electric, people think about the dominant market leader, Tesla. So in fact, Tesla gets a ton of free advertising. In the eyes of the consumer, these so-called big automakers are bowing to Tesla, admitting Tesla was right all along, and now they're playing catch-up. I wouldn't be surprised if the big winner of the Super Bowl ads was indeed Tesla. You see, BMW, GM, Kia, Polestar, they all come out with electric vehicle ads, but in people's minds, they're probably thinking, so everything is going electric. I need to look more into that Tesla that I was eyeing. All right, the third reason why automakers are in a tough place with all this is because Tesla is short-circuiting their entire business model. You see, typically the auto market is an undifferentiated market with high barriers of entry. So the business model is to spend a lot in advertising to win over your customers and establish some kind of brand awareness and loyalty. But that only works in an undifferentiated market where all cars are kind of similar, kind of like how things were with phones before the iPhone. But once a dominant and differentiated player enters the market, then the game changes completely. The other players can't just advertise their old products because consumers know those old products are yesterday's products. And then the other players can't just advertise their new products because people know their new products are inferior. So the only choice when a true differentiated market leader comes to market is to take on that leader with a differentiated product. Think about Google giving away, right, the Android platform and OS for free. That was the only way against the iPhone. No matter how many commercials BlackBerry or Nokia ran, they had no chance. So in a way, automakers are needing to change their playbook. Advertising is not going to save them. In fact, promoting EVs is just going to help Tesla probably more than their own EVs. So it's crunch time. Other automakers need to step up their game and make compelling EVs that are significantly better in all ways compared to their comparable ICE vehicles. And I don't want to ignore the efforts that many automakers are putting forward to make better EVs. But here's the analogy that comes to mind. You're in a race and you were running, let's say, a 6-minute mile before, and you've tried really, really hard, and finally you've got yourself down to a 5-minute mile. And you think you're doing pretty good because all of your friends are similar to you. But then here comes someone from a different school, and the guy is running a 3.5-minute mile. In other words, in the long term, automakers need to compete with a maniac of a company in Tesla. And this is definitely not an enviable position to be. Now, people say competition is coming. Tesla only sells cars because the big automakers haven't gotten serious yet. But they've been saying that for years. And I think most people are missing how difficult it was for Tesla to make an awesome car at such a low cost to manufacture. You see, Tesla has innovated probably on thousands of processes to bring down the cost to where it is, similarly to how SpaceX innovates on every part of their rockets to make them reusable. Now, this is really, really hard to do, and something old auto just isn't adept to. See, what you see on the outside isn't really what's happening on the inside. All right, hope this has been helpful. If it was, go ahead, like, and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast as well. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.